The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the What Did He Said podcast. It's your boy Chingo Blingo with the big tamarindo.
And your girl Maricel with the dare sale.
Marisol, I need you to feel like you got some confidence in the world, you know, some faith, and you know, the world ain't ending. And we are broadcasting live from beautiful Houston, Texas. Strong Houston, Texas. We done been through some shit, Houston, Texas, but we survived. And this episode is brought to you by
Chingo Bling
brand hand sanitizer. They're like, he just put a sticker on the beach at Purell.
Well,
anyway, let's everybody
wipe down.
CLOROXWIPE. What you know about me? Germ free, and them hoes ain't sticking by me. Hey. 6 feet away. Yeah, we're freestyling.
You know what I'm saying.
But let me just dive in, man. We're going to make some announcements about some dates and some things that are happening in real time.
I'm working on it, guys. Yeah. So just a heads up. I don't know if the date will be postponed or if it'll be canceled and it'll actually be pushed to way later on in the year. That's kind of what we're determining right now. So that's where we are. That's why we haven't made any announcements about our dates being canceled. Because we're kind of waiting.
So the reason I got into the comedy game and, you know, Chingo Bling touring, you know, the team, the reason we love our job and we love, you know, what we do, and I'm speaking for people, but it's hella rewarding because what we do is we bring joy. We bring laughter. You know, mm-hmm. we take away stress. We make people forget about their problems. We just did Phoenix and people were like, man, we needed that, dog. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's the elephant in the room, man. I'm sick and tired of this Rona talk. You know, we're diving in because there ain't shit else to talk about because it's what...
It's everywhere. It's what on every channel, every YouTube.
And it's affecting our lives. So it's what's happening right now. People are having to hunker down. And the whole globe is. It's a global pandemic. It's not... It's kind of surreal. It's kind of trippy because we're used to like... Okay, it's a hurricane coming. It might go to Florida. Might hit Mississippi. Might hit Houston.
We don't have control, but we know. Does that make sense?
We kind of know what to do.
What's expected? What may happen? Yeah. What may not happen? This, on the other hand,
it's the globe.
It's like
it's the globe. It's the human species versus this other little thing, right? That kind of wants to take us out. It's a little demon. Mm-hmm. It's a little demon. And here's the attitude I'm choosing to have. I'm choosing to have the attitude of, look, we're going to take care of each other. We're going to do what we got to do. We're going to adhere to what we got to adhere to. We're not listening to cheese man rumors and gossip about, oh, man, they said this and they said that. Nah, we know where to check the sources and we know what kind of questions to ask. But we're not going to make it easy for this virus. Don't make it easy for the Rona. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like pretend you a high profile rapper. And you out in the enemy's territory, you got some little East Coast, West Coast, or you got some rap beef. You're not going to make it easy for them, right? To get you, to sneak up on you or some shit. So don't make it easy for the Rona, man. Wash your hands. You know, no te confies way. Don't be like, hey, ¿qué onda?
Here's the thing, too, is like, even family is in danger. Like my sister, for example, you know what I'm saying? Like I keep telling her, like, be careful. You go to this CrossFit gym and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's funny. Tell about the kettlebell. Don't be at the gym holding them weights and stuff.
Oh, she says she's got her own that she hides in a corner.
I use the same one every time.
And that's fine and all, but that one you're hiding in the corner ain't getting cleaned, boo-boo. So
they're cleaning the rest of them, but you're trying to have a personal kettlebell at the gym. So what's the point of having a membership if you're just going to use the same kettlebell? Anyway...
But I get what she was trying to say. She was trying to say, like, she's trying to be cautious. Yeah, that's her way of, like, you know, not... I mean, I haven't been to the gym, and I've been kind of, like, scared to do so. You know what I'm saying? Because I just, like, when I was going to the gym, when the whole corona had just kind of, you know, been announced and the outbreak and mm-hmm. the breaking news and everything, I was basically, like... I couldn't find no Clorox wipes because obviously you can't find any now, but I did find toilet wipes, what I mean by that is like they're to clean your toilet. And I said, shit, these are going to work better. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. I was like, antibacterial.
They're like, my skin might fall off.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're strong because they leave my hand dry.
So speaking of working out, you did work out today, though.
I did. So I recorded my first workout video. I have been wanting to do this.
Your first workout video.
Video. Yes. I had already been wanting to do this. You and I had talked about it. It was something that we kind of had on my things to do for my brand. And obviously there's very little time. We try to do so much in a day, and I just hadn't gotten to it. And since I have no choice but to work out at home right now, I was able to finally record this video. So I will have that for you guys tomorrow for Tip Tuesday. And then I've started my own Patreon. So every Tuesday, is that what we should expect? Yeah, every Tuesday, it's going to fall under the Tip Tuesday category. At first, I was going to do it Fit Friday, and then I was like, meh. You know, yeah, it's better at the beginning of the week, and Tip Tuesday has been something that I have had going on for a minute on my social media platform. So I figure that's the case. And so, you know, guys, I just feel like right now, we all have to be creative, and I had to get creative with the little equipment that I have here at my house. And it's stuff that I had from whenever I used to train other people in my boot camps that I used to have. So, you know, with that being said,
kind of how we used to first kick it. I was like, she was like my trainer, but you know, she can be y'all's trainer too. Yeah. I'll share. So the Patreon is not live yet. You're going to announce a launch date and launch time.
Correct.
Because we're talking about, like, you know, for some of the more one-on-one interactive ideas that you have, mm-hmm. where you're literally sending them a menu or like a PDF.
Well, I want to do a live class for my patrons only, which means we do a live
like a
Zumba class.
So you'll set
live,
a time.
Yes, a live workout class. So I'll set a time. If you're a patron, we're going to do this workout together. You're going to be at your house. I'm going to be at my house. But we're all going to work out together, and it's going to be fun. I feel like it's going to be like Peloton, but
So it'll be like your class, but people can do it at home. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that little ritual or tradition you do in the beginning when you start the class or the video, almost like the simultaneous sip. What I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. people start to look forward to it. It's like, hey, Tuesdays at this time, y'all leave me the fuck alone mm-hmm. because I like to do this workout live.
The live class, I think, will have to happen. Well, assuming people are at home, then it would probably be like a noon class. You know what I'm saying? If people have gone back to work or whatever, I'll probably have it in the evening. So as people get off, but I think about my stay at home moms as well. So that's why I was thinking if you're a stay at home mom who signs up to my Patreon, right? Then you would have the early class. And then if you're a Patreon who is with me, but you know, you get off later in the evening because you work, then it'll be two classes. So it's almost like I'll be having two classes per day.
It's almost like a virtual gym, virtual
Correct.
Trainer.
So that's what I'm working towards right now. So hopefully, you know.
So really right after this podcast, we knock out your podcast, and then we're going to sit down and edit your shoulders at home
yes,
workout.
Exactly.
And I was kind of behind the scenes today. Mm-hmm. I didn't participate. So I'm actually going to do the workout first before y'all.
He's going to pretty much be my guinea pig and let me know, like, okay, your instructions were great, good, or like, no, I think you could
be a
little bit.
I'm
going to
be like, we need some more camera angles. but yeah, y'all be on the lookout. I believe it's going to be patreon.com/Marisol Herrera, unless you decide to do something else.
I think I've got a name, and I tell you what it is, but I don't want to announce it, so I'm going to write it down.
Okay, write it down.
And because this is what my creative director kind of suggested, so
you're not going to announce it right now, right?
I'm letting
you. So how about this? We're going to upload this today. Part of me wants to make, the patrons get episodes a week ahead of time. And so far we've been doing that because the one with my sisters, they've had it for a week and I just made it live today to the public.
That's a great thing.
So this can either go up next week or we let it go up today because it's like up to date current.
I think today.
It's current, right? Because
yeah.
shit's changing day by day. We're getting these breaking news all the time. A week from now, we don't know if they're going to be like, all right, we got a handle on it.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be like, all right, motherfuckers, shit's getting real.
Yeah.
So earlier I was saying that you know, we love our touring, we love our job, we love comedy, we love stand up, we love meeting the fans, we love shaking hands and asking people like, man, did you have fun? What was your favorite part? And when they tell me like, man, we needed that, like, man, tell a friend. You know, it's all it's all grassroots, it's all community. And we're in the business of bringing people together, hope, you know, making people have a good time, feel good. We build community, like we laugh together. We're all laughing together. We're usually making fun of myself, but it's hopefully it's in a relatable way. And my goal is to bring people together, you know, at the moment, because we are having to work around this pandemic, this global pandemic. I'm not trying to, the shows are great, but we want y'all to be safe, and we're not trying to be the folks that are getting on planes and doing the meet and greets the old way. So the world is changing. Like, the handshake is about to be optional as a motherfucker.
It's about to be this.
For a lot of people. Yeah, even that. So, like, the world has changed. You're going to see more online education. You're going to see more telemedicine where you talk to a doctor via FaceTime. Live events.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's kind of already been happening. You know, my friend... Shauna already uses the virtual doctor.
There's all kinds of
so,
stuff.
So, you know, it's, I'm sorry, her pediatrician.
Well, it's not new, but it's going to get bigger.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not, they're not the first ones to be doing it. And interpreters have been doing it also, you know? So interpreters,
video phones,
a lot of doctors, what they do is they'll call the interpreter and the interpreter's on a screen interpreting whatever the visit is about to the deaf person. So, yeah, it's been, like you said, it's been happening, just not as popular as, you know.
Yeah. So Eighth Wonder and ourselves, we're working on an official announcement and statement to let you guys know that, I mean, I'm just going to give it to you in plain Jane terms. We're going to push it back around 16 de septiembre. So Cinco de Mayo is going to be different this year. We were super excited. The branding looks great. The merch looks great. We had meetings. We were making improvements. Sorry, real quick, baby. Sorry. We're making improvements like, this year we're going to have additional wash stations because we're hearing, you know, this stuff about this virus thing that we didn't.
But you know what's weird though, babe? Mm. Even though we had decided to add an extra wash station in our meeting, our initial meeting, we had already talked about that. Remember?
Because
we're having an additional, and this is kind of
VIP porta potty, like the,
we had already talked about having an additional wash station even before this whole coronavirus shit happened. That's what's crazy, right?
Yeah. So with that being said, we are postponing Cinco de Mayo, you know, because right now it's like a 6-foot rule and you can't twerk, you know, you can't back it up on people and be safe.
Yeah.
It's going to be some germs. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got, we got. So we regret to, you know, we're super excited, but right now it's just so much stuff in the air. We already had the artist lineup. So we're having to reach out to the artist like, hey, you're the first to know, but this is what's going to happen.
And do you have this date open?
Yeah, so it kind of sucks, but there's a positive to all of this. We have been wanting to create more stuff here at our headquarters, at home base, you know, here in the studio. But like they say in the industry, a tour will take away from your career. Meaning, hey, Cinco, man, when you going to be in this movie? I ain't got time to audition for shit.
Because we're touring.
And if I do get the part, they're going to be like, hey, man, we need you in California from this day to this day. I'm going to be like, I got to be in Atlanta, brother. I'm doing Birmingham. I got Detroit. I got this. We got that. We're looking into Vegas, Seattle. And so now that we got some downtime, you know, stay tuned. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube, then you're one of the 225,000 people that I lost when my channel got deleted. We're back up to 6,000, which is great. And I'm putting more I'm putting way more, just I took those 250,000 folks for granted, meaning I was busy touring. I wasn't tripping over videos.
Yeah.
So we've been slowly making the shift.
And you would try every downtime opportunity that you had. But, you know, it was like, hurry up, execute it because, you know, yeah, we've got to leave in a couple of days.
And
so.
And don't forget, you got a podcast and then you leave tomorrow type
yeah.
of thing. Oh, and there's open mic tonight. Do you still feel like doing that? Oh, and you have that improv class as well. What's going on with that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So enough about that. My point is this. I'm actually excited for the new you know, it's unfortunate that it took a virus to kind of like get the globe to focus and kind of work together, and for politics and people, the networks, all the blame game and the nitpicking and the back and forth to kind of turn it down a little bit, because it's not the right vibe for an emergency. We're in an emergency, and, you know, everybody's working together. Not only are we postponing stuff to make sure that everything's cool, but also it's to let us focus on what we've been wanting to do, mm-hmm. which is, hey, Marisol, you've been talking about doing them videos. When did you still want to get on that? And you know what? We might have time to give y'all an extra podcast. Matter of fact, the patrons, let's go ship them something. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's set up another tier for like a VIP. I mean, there's just so many ideas. But the point is, we want to make more cool shit. So stay tuned to the Patreon and, of course, the YouTube and, of course, the podcast. And just going to be more consistent than ever and excited. Like, I'm actually looking at El Mamado wig. Denchan Manolo are some characters we, Marisol and I, we improvise. Wetback Wednesday was a thing for a while. You know, I might, people that I've been wanting to FaceTime for podcast guests, for interviews, now we're going to have time to look into all the technical stuff. So, speaking of technical, hey, we got our tech team looking into, Chingo, how could you live stream a live concert? You know, mm-hmm. have Bo Bundy wash his hands with one of these little things. And we're going to be maybe at the secret group. We'll have cameras set up, and it'll be maybe just not that many people in the audience, but it'll be all you guys at home tuning in. Or the web series.
Or a comedy show. I think comedy. But I think comedy is going to be so hard because
You need the live audience.
You need that live. Well, you know, you got, that's, you know, you guys feed off of those laughs, you know?
And, yeah.
You know, it, so it changes, they're important.
Yeah, it changes the performance.
Well, I mean, let's just not go too far. Yesterday we watched, you know, the service or church service on TV live
from the house
and I went on their Instagram and
I
basically
still prayed. Jesus,
we both prayed.
Jesus,
yeah,
still heard me.
You know, for sure. I pray every night with Penny, and it's funny, I think I tell you this every time, I must pray in the same tone every time. So I'll say, ¿quieres orar? And you know, and she'll say, mm-hmm. And I'll say, okay. So then I'll say, okay, vamos a orar. So I'll put my hands like this and I close my eyes and I'll say, Señor. And she's just like this. Like opening one eye. Like, is she opening her eyes or are they closed the whole time?
Her eyes are so Asian.
So yeah. So I'm like, so she's like this. Like she doesn't close them all the way. But she, you know how she does that sometimes? Like, mm-hmm. you know. And so she's like, it's like this. And I'm like, and so we're praying. And so she's just kind of listening to me. And then I'll just go, amen. And she goes, like she can't say amen, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess the tone that I make. But anyway, that made me think of that as you're talking about praying. But so,
yeah,
uh-huh. I went on their IG account, babe, and there was absolutely no one in the congregation. Like, no one except for staff that works there who has to work the cameras.
Yeah, I think it was shut off. Like, y'all can't come in here right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, a lot of restaurants, they're like, hey, thanks for your support, but right now you can't dine in, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. We were setting up our to-go department. And they probably, when all this shit is said and done, they're probably like, man, we kind of like it like this.
Yeah.
You never know, right? Because a lot of chefs, they get into it because they want to bring people together. And a lot of people that start restaurants, they want something for the community. I want a coffee shop because I want a place where people can go and so on and so forth. But I think the camera, that angle might have died.
Mm.
I don't know what that was. But, so virtual church, everything is about to kind of like change. And like Amazon hired 100,000 people,
they're
right?
About to hire 100,000.
I might have to buy that book. What is it called? Enemy of the People or
The deadliest enemy,
which is viruses. Yeah. You know, it's a little bitty bad guy that you don't even see and it don't really discriminate. I mean, and they morph and there was the Spanish flu. There was a whole bunch of shit back in the day. And now, though, real quick, Sol.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm chewing people's ear off.
No.
Nowadays, though, this is the highest organization, like a collaboration of smart, brilliant motherfuckers that are able to communicate in real time. Like Bing.com, the website, it's like Google's competitor, but it's owned by Microsoft. They built an entire website. I think you go to Bing.com. But a whole website where you see in real time, you could click Texas, you see how many cases, how many were fatal, how many recovered. You can click global. Let's look at global. Boom. Pulls up the whole map.
There's an accurate website, babe? Like, it's like accurate source or no?
It's Microsoft. Okay. They have the technology to do it. Mm-hmm. I'll put it to you this way. The government hired or is collaborating with Google mm-hmm. to help bring them a website that's similar to that, meaning mm-hmm. a helpful tool where people can go for reliable information and know what the fuck to do and stop relying on cheeseman, hearsay, and fucking rumors. Because I don't know who in their right mind would make a fake text screenshot and circulate it. A friend of mine works at the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said, "Bah bah 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 bah." The government is saying, and they're speculating. They're making shit up.
Well, also, the guy that Rogan had on his podcast, mm-hmm. he said, you know, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, this was a man-made disease. Like they created it." So he was saying, "We wish we could create that. Like we're not as smart as that to be able to create this disease. We don't even have the capacity. Like we just don't even have like the tools,
probably the computer, the power.
Like nothing to be able to actually just like honestly like be able to create this disease that people think was man-made, right? But here's the thing. Now the CDC, someone at the CDC now has the coronavirus.
They are the first employee. Okay, so Marisol is referring to episode number 1439 on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's a gentleman named Michael Osterholm.
Also has a book out.
Yeah, I think it's called The Deadliest Enemy. It's my job as a head of the household to read up on that shit, because if I'm calling my mother to check up on her, who's up there in age, if I'm calling my dad to check up on him, I want to have the best motherfucking information, mm-hmm. and I'm going to know what to advise my family. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's my job. And the guy's name is Michael Osterholm. That's Osterholm. He's an internationally recognized expert mm-hmm. in infectious disease, epidemics, and all that other bullshit. So, you know, I my stress levels have been lower, too, since I have to deal with less people. That Man. Might be a side effect. Maybe I'm an introvert.
Not mine. Mine's been a little bit higher.
Okay.
Mine's been a little bit.
Yesterday, I was chilling yesterday.
I feel like, I think the reason for me is, you know.
Got some virtual Jesus.
I got some. Actually, during the time that we were sitting there watching the, you know, the service, Sunday service, I was like, I felt good, you know. I prayed. I just kind of felt like I had my coffee. I was in my robe. My baby was there. I wish Mickey could be with us. I know she can't, but mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like, okay, I'm fine. Like my family's here. We're all safe.
Back to basics.
We're just, it's just us. You know, we have food. You know,
yeah,
it's sometimes little things.
Sometimes in life you need a little pause. You know, like we started cleaning out the storage unit. It puts shit in perspective. And it's like everybody right now got a bunch of tickets and we're all sitting in jail because we can't really go nowhere. Yeah. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like everybody's doing a weekend or whatever. It's like you're getting ready for the hurricane, right? And you're just hunkering down. You're starting to get stir crazy. Like if it's a blizzard, you know, you're trying to limit the amount of social interactions. Everybody's squirrely, you know, everybody's talking about it, like the freeways are empty and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. But I was watching my most recent vlog, which just went up to CBTV. If you ain't subscribed, you a sucker,
babe. That noise doesn't it's bother one of the lights. I know, but it doesn't bother here, the listeners, so I'm just wondering.
Tell me which one it is, because that's an electrical
okay
electrician type question.
No, you that can still it? Hear it. Nope.
That's not it either?
No. There. It's that one.
It must be touching something. Hold on. Because this light never gives us trouble. All right. Listen out one more time.
Yep. Still? Turn back on.
Okay. Still?
Nope. Sorry, guys. It was bothering me, so I figured if I could hear it, you guys could probably hear it, and it's got to be bugging you too. All right. So,
where was I?
You were just talking about how we're home okay. and so we're a little bit more
this is what I was
back to
say.
Basics.
I just uploaded my vlog. I'm editing it. I'm watching it. And I start realizing, unfortunately, I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. And I started feeling a little bit burnt out. Mm. Because that's just how it is, man. When you're just... And to put in perspective, like, I really don't drink anymore. I'm really big about getting my sleep. I kind of stay hydrated, and that one I need to work on. But, like, I try to stay as healthy as I can. Like, we work out. And still, the early flights, the, you know, not super late nights, but you're still having to wrap up at a comedy club, pack up, and
bounce. And, you know, and you chit-chat sometimes with the comics. And you got adrenaline, and you're talking to your friends. Yeah.
But my point is this. Here's my point. When we're sitting there yesterday saying, hey, we kind of need to make our announcement about Cinco de Mayo. We kind of need to figure out, are we adhering to an 8-week pushback? Mm-hmm. Are we postponing? Are we canceling? What's going on so that we can move on with our energy and focus on building this network, building up the Patreon pages, building up CBTV, focusing on making cool shit like setting up the green screen, mounting the lights and brainstorming on some cool shit because people need to be entertained.
Yeah.
So part of me was like watching this edit thinking, man, part of me might enjoy being home a little bit. I love touring. I hate traveling.
You know what's funny is,
especially when you're having to breathe in that air. And Phoenix VIP, we had to do nothing but elbows and the kid and play kick. Yeah.
I agree with you. Like, traveling is probably the shittiest part. I mean, both of us, right before we're going to leave, we're always like,
fuck, we got to pack.
Got to go pack and
go.
Got
to do this.
My favorite part of it, guys, is meeting all you guys. And I know that sounds so cliche. It's like, of course she's going to say that. Yeah, but no, I genuinely, seriously love you have guys. I always tell Pete this. I always say,
you forgot my name, Boo-Boo?
Well, I was going to say Chingo, yeah, but then I was like, I don't call him Chingo, you know? I love when people tell me, I've been following him for 15 years. I'm like a proud mom. I'm sure this is the way your sisters and your mom feel as well when they see like the dedication and the loyalty that these fans have to you. Because literally, guys, I'm sure every celebrity out there has their true fans. But you guys are really true fans. And there's nothing like, for me as his wife, as his partner, very proud of him. So whenever someone comes up to me and they're like, I've been following him for 20 years or I've been following him for 15 years, and they'll bring out their phone and show me pictures of like you at the this car
was,
show.
Yeah, this was in Mockley, Florida.
Yeah. 06. I love it. You guys have no idea. It is the funnest thing ever when you guys tell me, like, I follow you on social media. The other day I went to the post office and I told you whenever we were running around, like, you know, getting, trying to ship, I had these orders come in, guys, from
free stuff that you promised people that all they had to do was subscribe to our YouTubes. That's all they had to do.
Well, yet, they're all out.
Yes. Yet.
Hey, and you know what I'm telling, you know what? The other day someone DM'd me and say, I got a hat instead of a shirt.
Well, they don't know that you literally had to deal with, like, okay, I'm going to this storage unit where this stuff is to wait. We're out of boxes. Oh, we need tape. Back over here, out of time. Relieve Luisa. We take over his parents again next day.
Whenever I got that DM, I said,
50 packages.
I never promised anyone a specific shirt. I literally just said you'd win some merch, you know? So anyway, it's just funny because people have no idea, like,
that you did all that. Who paid for shipping?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a
hey,
lot.
We sound like Indian givers, yeah. Now we're all like bitching.
No, well, because it like, I'm be honest with
and
you.
They didn't have to. They didn't have to buy. It was no purchase
nothing.
Necessary.
Nothing. All I wanted you to do was subscribe to our channel. It was my way of saying thank you.
They're like, why don't you do what these other vloggers do and just throw out a $100 gift card? Ya se acabó el pedo. You don't have to do shipping.
Well, you know what?
10 hours at the post office.
You're absolutely correct. But you know what? They're only allowing one person to win. I allowed 100 people to win. And yes, I put a lot of work on my plate. It was a lot of shit on me. I get it.
On top of touring, traveling.
On top of everything else I have. Yes. But it was my way of showing everyone who follows you, everyone who follows me. It was my way of saying thank you guys for your support. You guys have no idea like how much it means to us. You know, Chingo can't tour if you guys don't show up. You know, I don't have a following if, you know, you guys don't watch my shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was my way of saying thank you, you know? And so I decided that it was only fair. And here's how I kind of did it. I didn't know whose was who, right? So I just chose 100 because I figure 50 for you and 50 for me. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm sure they were subscribing to both our channel. That's kind of how this price was given away. But anyway, you know, it's going back to the touring part, like you were saying, is the best part of it for me also is meeting everyone. And besides all the behind the scenes that you and I know is hectic, you know what I'm saying? If you watch my vlogs, you see how busy we are and once the week leading up to.
Once we kick off this network and we do like the virtual way, which is like what you're doing with your training videos, mm-hmm. and the menus and the food tips and all that. As I figure out more stuff that I want to make, I actually filmed all my material a while back in Dallas anyway. And I actually have a whole new script, mm-hmm. which I just haven't performed a lot of it. It's just on paper. So part of me is like, hey, go ahead and just leak
some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you have now. And when tour kicks back off, start really diving into that new script, mm-hmm. that what I've been doing is slowly working in new chunks and start replacing some mm-hmm. of the old. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to make
maybe
the most.
Maybe let the Patreons get it first. That's what I was going to say. And then mm-hmm. and then maybe the rest of the YouTube yeah. followers can get it. But yeah. give it to them
We'll
first.
Figure it out. But yeah. De todos modos, the world is changing. We all have to adapt with it. Like a lot of restaurants are going to have to start really making sure they're to go and they're carry out or whatever the delivery. Amazon hired 100,000 people. A lot of the food delivery people, they're probably staying busy.
They're saying that basically the Uber Eats. What's the other hub? Food
Grubhub. There's a ton of them.
All those are Postmates. Like staying super busy is what I read today.
Yeah, and I hope they use hand sanitizer too. But 100,000 people got hired at Amazon to keep up with the demand. I actually bought a little bit more stock in that, in like internet companies. It's like an ETF. I use Stash App. They need to be a sponsor, but they're not. So it's all going to be positive. They're going to be like, Chingo, you're finally making all the shit that we've been missing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, sorry, I was performing for crowds all across the country. You know what I'm saying? But that's postponed for now. A lot of the, for at least for the next 8 weeks. Are we allowed to say which cities? Do you want to, which cities are land in the next 8 weeks?
We can. It's right.
And stay tuned to chingobling.com and my social media and all that for details. What is this?
David was suggesting.
Okay. Maybe that'll be your mm-hmm. Patreon, you think?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll brainstorm about that.
Okay. Let's see. So it looks like, guys, our dates are going to be moved to June. That's when they're thinking things will die down after this eight-week quarantine that they're trying to plan. It hasn't been officially announced, but supposedly, from what I see on the internet, it will be 8 weeks, which would put us at the end of May around there. So with that being said, I'm working on changing Austin, which was going to be April 4th. It'll probably be either June 5th or 6th. I'm waiting to get the dates confirmed for that. Abilene, which was April 16th, has been moved to June 12th. I'm hoping to move Midland to June 13th. I'll keep you guys posted about that. And then San Angelo and Waco, I'm waiting to hear from. Sydney in San Angelo, who we work with, says there's nothing happening right now, in, you know, currently. So he is wanting to keep the date, but I've asked him if he can keep a tentative date for us of June 19th. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I'm hoping will be because they haven't announced it. It's up in the air about this whole eight-week thing. So we'll see. And then if that's the case, then we'll end up moving Waco also to June 20th, assuming Waco has it available. And as of right now, it just looks like April dates have been shifted to June. And now I'll have to work on May probably being shifted to July. We had planned to move, as we always do for the summer. We tried it last year and it worked out for us. So we were supposed to head out to start our, I guess if you want to call it our
LA residency.
LA residency. We were supposed to head out June 10th, but it looks like we'll be home for a little bit and just flying in and out to LA for now until we figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So So right now, guys, we'll make that announcement anyway. You're going to make it, I guess, on your Instagram and YouTube. I'm sorry, Facebook, babe, about people, you know, to stay tuned to what these dates are going to be changed to. So, you know, we'll see. Yeah, so as of right now, like I said, Abilene will be June 12th. Working on Midland to be June 13th. Probably Austin happening the first weekend of June, and then so forth. So as soon as I get confirmation, guys, that these dates work for the venues as well, then Chingo will be announcing it on his his Instagram and or social media platforms. If you bought a ticket, guys, for example, San Angelo and I believe Midland, we're selling both of those tickets. So we will be either A, refunding money if that is what you desire, and or we can hold the ticket until it'll be valid for when the date that's postponed. So I think that's the plan right now, correct?
Yes. So we're adhering to the, you know, the 8-week pushback. You know, we're postponing. And because we're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And, you know, different states are doing different things. So, like I said, a comedy tour is important, but it ain't the most important thing in the world. So stay safe.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Keep track of who you come in contact
with.
Yeah,
don't be around a whole bunch of extra. Don't be passing the blunt. Now's not the time. Pass blunts. Get your own blunt.
And, guys, this is even with your family. Like, be careful. Like, who comes... Excuse me.
Hey, now that more celebrities are getting it, people are going to start taking this shit more serious. Like, yeah, oh, shit, I'm going to wash my hands now.
Idris
Elba and Tom Hanks, and I'm sure we're going to see a few more. Well, first of all, like, half the, like, the president, vice president, all these people from Iran, like, four out of their main leadership have already, they were older and stuff like that. And shit's getting real, and now's a reminder of what to prioritize, man. Family first. You know, a motherfucking mink coat ain't gonna make you happy. Mm. Now it's about quality time and going for a walk and working on yourself, you know, finishing, you know, doing your hobby and spend, you know, figuring yourself out. Work on your ego and what you need to work on. Shit's getting prioritized for us. You know, come out of this thing with a six pack. Come out, meet some goals, set some systems, get a routine going, tighten up on your routine. And if there was ever a reminder that health is wealth, it is now, because it didn't discriminate. Tom Hanks got it. B, if you are diabetic, if you have like asthma, if you have like certain health issues, obesity, they say is like a big risk factor, especially if you're older. And like, I think in our country, like half of Americans over the age of 45.
I think they said 38%. I don't even know.
It's high.
Yeah.
It's high. But the point is this. You don't want to be dodging the Rona and the diabetes at the same time. So it's been time that we needed to address our diabetes.
And because medication is not made here, some people can't get their medication. So this is another reason why, guys, I'm sure sometimes people are like, God, she's way too much on this health kick. This is why. One, because if you've listened to my podcast and if you watch my YouTube channel, I've emphasized and expressed why I'm such a concerned person, because my father passed away of diabetes, which caused a heart attack. So even though I was always healthy and into fitness prior to my dad passing away, there was a time in my life that I think all of us as adults go through, which were party animals, eating whatever the fuck we want to eat, garbage after the club, you know, them tacos and Jack in the Box tacos, whatever it is.
Hennessy and you burping
exactly.
Up vodka.
So then, you know, and then it's like
dehydrated.
That happens. And it's like, oh, shit. Like
maybe I shouldn't be putting liquor in my liver.
Health is not. And it's crazy now because I can have right now for me, it's wine. Like wine is my thing.
I'm such a wuss that even with wine, I can overdo it. Mm. Like I'd be up there on stage with wine. Mm. But this last night in Phoenix, I had a little charquito left, and I was like, all right, we're about to leave. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to chug this last little piece. Mm. And it's like, ooh, did you just take a shot of wine? Basically, right? Because that night with the adrenaline and Anthony A. had some medicinal out there that put me and Javi Luna on our backs. We didn't know what the hell hit us. Like, what the fuck? But like the wine and the adrenaline and that, I was just like, just like up. And the next day I had to get up early and I just felt like dehydrated. I felt like almost like hungover, if that makes sense.
But, yeah, but wine can do that to you, though, if you have too much of it. That's why, for me, it's a glass of wine. And that's kind of it. Like, even when we're at the clubs and people, like, will say, you know, what do you call it? Do you want a refill? Like, the waitress. And I'd be like, no, 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 no. I'm good with that one. And let's call it a day. I thought you had put it on Do Not Disturb or Airplane Mode, boo.
I put mine.
Oh, you forgot to put mine? Because you said you were going to do it, so no one called while we were. So, yeah, guys, it's just one of those things. That's the reason why. That's also the reason why I kind of don't let Penny have a lot of stuff. And people give me a hard time about that, too. Like, you know, she's a baby. Why aren't you letting her have whatever she wants? Well, that's part of why. It's because I'm scared. And, you know, I just don't want that to happen. So, anyhow, you want to.
Keep talking.
Jump back on.
No, keep talking. All of a sudden, you ain't got nothing to say. Jesus.
So anyhow, but, you know, they were talking about it today, and they were just talking about how, you know, you being at risk for, you know, if you're obese, and, you know, it's scary that we can't get supplies to, you know, our own, to medication for some folks because we don't make it here. And also, I don't know how true it is, but they were saying that Trump was telling like don't wait on the government to send you respiratory machines.
He told some of the states.
Yeah, it's like you go ahead and get them.
That's how it is in emergencies. And, you know, I guess the states end up having to take quicker action.
Mm-hmm.
So and he also got criticized for working with CEOs and companies and people. Find a way to read into it instead of looking at it like it's an emergency. For example, he did one of the breaking news. He brought out like, oh, it's the CEO of CVS, the CEO of Quest Diagnostics. And all these CEOs are coming up and this and that. And people are like, see, he don't care about us poor people. He only care about CEOs. And why is he working with these fucking Microsoft, Google motherfuckers? And it's like, well, they need to build a website. Who are they going to work with to build the website? Because who do you think has smarter engineers working for them? No offense to the United States government and like people that work at the Pentagon. They have sharp people working in D.C. But it's like lawmakers. It's not some fucking engineer in Silicon Valley that came from India or something, right? So who else should be making this website? And then why he got Quest Diagnostics up there? Because they make tests. They're labs. They're laboratories. That's what the fuck they do. Don't you think in a time of an emergency, you might want help? From as many people as possible. And like, what's his name? Raul, Jerry and Jesus' homeboy, was in a green room. And he started trying to debate me on some of this shit. I was like, bro, I'm about to go on stage, man. Now's not the time. It's an emergency. We can't be nitpicking. Well, they shut down airports too late. They should have did it sooner. And, you know, he crying wolf and this and that. It's like, man, could we just wash our fucking hands, bro? And at the end of the day, man, family is going to have to do what they need to do. Communities are going to have to do what they need to do. Local small businesses are going to have to do what they have to do, regardless of, well, who's getting bailed out and what is this interest rate bullshit and what about us? And it's like, okay, at the end of the day, when shit hits the fan, it's going to be at a grassroots level to where we're going to help a neighbor. If your neighbor's elderly and she may be scared to go get groceries, it's going to take like everyday heroes to be like, you know what, I'm going to order it for you or give me the list and I'm going to go at this time. I don't know.
Correct.
So that's that on that.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's insane. I told you. So I watched this show called Containment on Netflix.
Contagion?
No, it's called Containment.
Word, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, oh, you have my phone.
I could have swore it was Contagion. But okay.
No, it's not. That's actually the movie. But it's called, the series is called Containment. And so anyhow,
I'm going to, there's some stock market.
Okay, but go ahead. We're podcasting.
Okay, did you need me to look up the name of the
show? No. And anyhow, so get on Netflix, guys. And
whatever it's called, we don't know.
It's called Containment.
Okay.
And so it's crazy because if that really is how it's going to go down with this shit.
It can't. I haven't seen it, but shit could get ugly if if motherfuckers start relying on, man, I heard it ain't, it's like a cough. Man, I heard the flu kills more people than, bro, it's two different things.
And also the reason the flu kills more people right now is because we don't have all the data yet for this damn coronavirus on,
and the flu has had a whole year's worth of data.
Yeah, to do its thing. So we don't have enough data for this corona shit.
I thought you meant we don't have corona data, which we also don't have. We don't have all of it because not everybody's being tested and they don't know the incubation period of like how long you can just not show any symptoms. They say 4 days, but then they say, nah, it could be longer than that. You could have
even up to 10 days.
You could have it, be contagious, and not even fucking know. So, and even our own president got on TV and started comparing, you know, because he wanted to keep people calm and this and that, but that's not good leadership. And that's why the vice president actually been doing a little bit better job of just giving, like answering the press's questions, giving people, communicating to the public as to this is the team, this is what we're doing, we're giving you some information, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the strategy, because China's strategy is they're trying to like eradicate it completely, but in the US they're trying to like soften the blow. Like they want to they want people to get it, meaning it's called a herd immunity. Mm-hmm. Where enough people develop antibodies, because what's going to happen in China, as soon as one more person somehow gets back into their country or something and it just starts all over, and now nobody got immunity to it because you eradicated it. You were too rough on it, if that makes sense. You're not allowing people to get stronger.
For sure.
So enough about that. I'm looking forward to where shit's
more content.
Going.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, where shit is going. You know, the world's
so
changing.
We're hoping to be able to entertain you guys.
Yeah, think of us like how universities are having to go virtual. For the time being,
we're going virtual.
We were already on Patreon, but now more than ever. So also stay tuned to the YouTube for most of that stuff will also be on YouTube at some point. But we're really focusing on these folks and growing that aspect. And I gave Marisol the example of when we're going to a city like Atlanta or Phoenix or Waco or Midland and all these cities that are kind of up in the air. It's our job to fill the seats and entertain the people that show up, right? Now, through Patreon and our cameras and our Wi-Fi and our equipment and our lights and our studio, we're going to create a show as well, except it's not going to be a ticket where you walk into an actual building. Now you can watch from anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Your
so
phone,
if anything,
your house.
Yeah. And you can even watch, you can even subscribe to it. Like every month, I want to keep getting the stuff y'all are making. I want to continue to benefit from the behind the scenes and getting it first and this and that.
Sure.
So it's more of like a virtual thing, just like how the churches are doing, how the doctors are having to be. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I kind of been wanting to lean. And it's crazy. Like there's a bunch of stuff that we've been needing to do and we ain't had a chance.
And scripts that are sitting in our email haven't been executed because there hasn't been time.
But a production like that, you want to keep a safe set. So I don't know if we can ensure a safe production where there's lights and people and actors and comedians and people coming into town and to make a web series at this moment. You know, Netflix and all these people have shut down movies and series and productions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it said, it was on my phone what I read you, and it said something about NBC is going to release all their movies via online right now or something like that. I forgot who it was, but the movies will be released online. No theaters.
Yeah, so
I wonder what that does to the movie theaters. I'm gonna have to ask Anna and Hassan.
Yeah, I asked Hassan. They own some movie theaters, and he said the entire entertainment industry will take a hit. The cruise line, whatever you call them, the cruise ships, they're gonna take a hit. They're taking a hit. Even the way people look at immigration is gonna be different, right? Because some countries are like, hey man, we just can't have everybody just, you know.
Well, Canada just closed their borders. It's like no non.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, everybody's sounding like Republicans and shit. Even though the Democrats deported just as many. Mm-hmm. And, you know. But anyway, politics aside, the elections, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do about these elections. If people can vote via computer or via mail, or if they're going to push it back. All these cats are up there in age, Trump included. Biden, he's I don't know. He acting the oldest. I don't know if he is the oldest, but they're all elder.
Oh, he's older than Bernie?
Como que no está tan pilas como el Bernie. Mm. El Bernie todavía está medio pilas el güey. Mm-hmm. De todos modos, está cabrón. Yeah. In summary, pues está cabrón. And we've been telling y'all, se la lavan. We've been telling y'all, PSA, I've been the PSA, se la lavan. How many times have I said, se la lavan, se la tallan, te tomas el agua. We've been trying to keep y'all safe. So, all right, y'all. I know this was fucking coroned out and shit.
But we just wanted to get on here and talk to you guys about it because, hey, we're just as nervous as everybody else. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We're just up in the air as well, like everyone else. And, I think we all can relate. And, hopefully we can provide a sense of humor for you guys.
Normalcy.
Yeah. So that you guys can feel like, well, fuck, I need to get my mind off of some, this damn virus. So,
So check out Marisol's Instagram and my Instagram as well and our social media, because Sol will be making the announcement as to what time on Tuesdays to expect. What's today, boo?
Monday, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. To post what time, almost like schedule it. What time you're dropping this thing to start letting people know that, hey, this is a schedule and we're on it. We're home. Mm-hmm. We're able to do it. And same thing with me. Is there going to now be an exact time for the podcast? Possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to put that on me. But de todos modos, we got a lot. What are you doing, Buku?
Popping my
thumbs and shit. Thought you was throwing up gang signs. But stay tuned. And we just wanted to give you all that update because it's super annoying to just be sitting at home thinking like, hey, are we doing Cinco de Mayo? Are we not? Because too much shit's up in the air. Mm-hmm. Are we going to Atlanta next week or not? Or can I focus on the stuff I want to make? Because it just has you on edge. So that's the update. And we will talk to you later. Y'all take care. Stay 6 feet away.
And wash your hands. And keep track of who you come in contact with.
Try to keep them social interactions to the low as possible.
Even family.
Hey, we're waving, fool. Hey.
What's up? No, later.